to summarise, WA police want to apply some pretty heavy alcohol restrictions in some of the mining towns in the north of our state, places like Port Hedland, Karratha, Newman, Parabadoo and Tom Price. These changes would apply to bottle shops, so they wouldn't be allowed to open until 2 o'clock each day, and they'd be banned from opening entirely on a Sunday. If you wanted to buy a carton of full-strength beer, well, you can't. In fact, you're not even allowed to buy one takeaway stubby if it's full strength. Residents up there could potentially only be buying mid-strength takeaway beers with a limit of just one carton per person. Spirit sales wouldn't be immune either. They'd be capped at one 750ml bottle of spirits. Wine sales will be limited to three bottles per person. This is all part of a submission to the Director of Liquor Licensing from WA Police, and it includes the fact that if you were to be in one of those towns and wanted to buy a combination of those alcohols, your wines, your beers and your spirits, then the limits that I just mentioned would be halved. It's something that has generated a lot of talk, a lot of feedback and a lot of people weighing into the argument on is it necessary to restrict alcohol in these remote communities in WA's northwest. Bradley Woods wants to be part of the discussion as well. He's the WA CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Michael. Merry New Year.
Merry New Year to you also. Is it going to be a Merry New Year for those up in the north of the state if this is the way that things are heading up there?
Well, look, we're hoping it won't be. I mean, the proposal by the WA police to restrict the sale of full-strength takeaway beer across the entire Pilbara is absolutely ridiculous. This is targeting law-abiding taxpayers through unreasonable measures, restrictions and controls and prohibition. We can work with the police on issues to deal with intoxicated persons not being able to buy alcohol or not being allowed to buy alcohol. We're trying to see if we can get a prohibition register introduced. That would mean people who've got criminal convictions or violent assaults or have got a history of alcoholic problems wouldn't be served at all. But we don't believe that introducing these types of restrictions, blanket bans, is good at all for tourism. It's not good at all for the locals that are working in the region or for people, just normal everyday West Australians or visitors who want to be able to have a full-strength Swan Draft VB or Asahi and just, enjoy a full-strength beer in reasonable moderation.
A quote I read with interest from you in an opinion piece that you wrote in the West Australian newspaper, it says, "Surely those problem drinkers who are causing issues in the Pilbara region are doing so because of the substance abuse and not because of the availability of full-strength beer." What do you mean by that?
Well, there is very clear evidence that there is a very high level of illegal substance abuse in the Pilbara and also parts of the Kimberley as well. Police data has reported this. There's been plenty in the media around this. And, you know, problems that are occurring in terms of antisocial behaviour, theft and crime, being blamed entirely on legal alcohol sales is totally naive. We believe this is a very lazy approach by police to deal with the issue. It's going to demonstrate no outcomes that are going to actually solve the problems that they're trying to address. People will find a way of getting around it because they'll just use mail order and the post offices will become the largest liquor outlets, as they have become in other areas like Halls Creek and Fitzroy Crossing. The concern, obviously, is that these restrictions would also eventually see their ways to Perth as well. And I think that we've got to be very careful about giving up any of our rights as individuals and consumers in the community to the nanny state wowsers who really have a long-term of agenda of banning alcohol altogether. And that's part of this agenda that we're seeing here. WA police certainly need the right tools and resources to block and stop problem drinkers from causing problems, and we support that, and we want to see those issues addressed, but not at the expense of law-abiding West Australians who just want to have a cold beer and an afternoon after work.
Bradley Woods is the WA CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. He's our guest on Perth Live this afternoon. We're talking about potential restrictions if WA police submission gets up. You call them nanny state wowsers. The WA police will say that this is a response to rampant sexual abuse that's happening in Roeburn. They've also got statistics saying that up to 80% of domestic violence in certain part of our northwest is alcohol-related. That's a pretty compelling argument.
Yeah, and it's a very, very small, a very tiny percentage. It's a point of a percentage of the community that are causing those problems, Michael. Not the 99.9% of adult West Australians who are consuming alcohol normally. And this is the issue, is that the courts need to address these individuals. They can easily put prohibition orders on